Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies and love. Thank you for your compassions. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your help. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for your grace that is sufficient for us. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for destroying the chains of darkness. Thank you for breaking into pieces every chain the enemy had used to tie us down. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful for great things you have in store for us. Things that we might not know about at the moment, but we know you have them in store for us. Great and mighty things. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for our prayer that you have answered. Thank you, Father. We thank you because the prayers we're going to pray here tonight will also be answered. Thank you, Lord. We are grateful for your protection upon us and upon our family members and relatives and loved ones. Thank you for making sure that no evil fall upon everyone in our family. Thank you, Jesus. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for always meeting us at the point of our need. Thank you, Lord, for always providing for us. Thank you for not allowing us to suffer shame. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are also grateful for subduing Satan under our feet. Thank you for subduing the powers of darkness, the forces of darkness, the agents of darkness, and all serpents and scorpions under our feet. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you because you have a glorious destination you are taking us. And nothing will be able to stop us from getting there. Because you will hold our hands and you will take us into that place you have prepared for us. Thank you, Lord. I ask that you take over this prayer session tonight. Oh Lord, have your way in our midst. Let your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. As we pray tonight in Jesus' name, let your will be done in our lives as it is in heaven. As we pray here tonight in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to give us blessings that are beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome you to the Lord's presence. We're going to take some worship songs before we pray with prayer points. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, El Adonai, age to age, you're still the same, by the power of your name. El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai. We will praise and lift you up. El Shaddai, oh El Shaddai, El Shaddai. El Shaddai, Elohim, and Adonai, age to age, you're still the same, by the power of your name, El Shaddai, El Shaddai. Elohim and Adonai, we will praise and lift you up, El Shaddai. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord.
We are grateful, Lord.
We are grateful, oh Lord.
For your kindness.
We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercy, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord.
From his pure west, There is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God from north to south. I say there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna in the highest.
God lift up your name.
God will lift up your name.
We lift up your name.
We need a heart full of praise,
with an heart full of praise.
Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
God lift up your name.
God will lift up your name.
We lift you up
with a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise.
Be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
Hallelujah, Hosanna. 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 Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing, singing, blessed be thy name, blessed be thy name, Blessed be the name of the Lord. In the life, amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive, forever he's alive. Amen. With light unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee. O Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. You're worthy, Jesus. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. His saints of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. You will never change. Ancient of days, as old as you are, as old as you are, you will never change. Unchangeable God, 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 unchangeable God. Unchangeable God, unchangeable God, unchangeable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, We serve a reliable God, reliable God, reliable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God, dependable God. God is a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. There is nothing he cannot do. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy to be praised and adored. So we lift up holy hands in one accord, singing blessings. Be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. O great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, all I have needed, I have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Over and again, I give you my life. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my heart, Jesus. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you. I belong to Jesus. Over and again, I give you my heart. Over and again, I give you my soul. Over and again, over and again, I belong to you, Lord. Over and again, I give you my life, Jesus. over none again. I give you my soul, over none again. Over and again, I belong to you. Thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. For everything you have done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, Lord. We are so grateful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for everything you have done. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. He's the covenant-keeping God. Yahweh, covenant-keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You never change, you never fail. You are covenant keeping God. Yes, Lord, you are. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. I would trust you forever. Yahweh, covenant keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. All the glory must be to the Lord. For he is worthy of our praise. No man unheard. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord, oh, unto the Lord, all the glory must be to the Lord, to the Lord, for he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our praise. No man on earth should give glory to himself. All the glory must be to the Lord. Let it rest. Let it rest. Open the flood gates of heaven. Let it rest. Let it rain. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Let it rain, Lord Jesus. Let it rain. Open the floodgates of heaven. Jesus must be honored, must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Hallelujah. Jesus must be honored. Must be honored, must be honored. Jesus must be honored in my life every day. Father, we declare that will all be. We declare an everlasting love for you. Father, we declare, Father, we declare that will all. We declare an everlasting love for you. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom, from the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. From the bottom of my heart, I love you, Lord. I love you, from the bottom of my heart. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him. Magnify him. Worship his majesty. Worship the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the All-Sufficient God, the Self-Sufficient God, the King of Glory, the King of the Universe, the King of Israel. Worship and praise him. Worship and adore him. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the ending. He is the light of the world, the light that shines in darkness, and darkness cannot comprehend. Glorify Him. He is before all things, and He is the one holding all things together. He controls times and seasons. He determines the end of all things, even before they began. Worship Him. He makes ways in the wilderness. He makes rivers to appear in the desert. He does great signs and wonders. He makes impossible things possible. He reverses irreversible things. Glorify Him. He gives strength to the weak. He gives hope to the hopeless. Worship Him. Only Him can speak and His words will come to pass. Worship Him. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. We praise You, Father. You are the strength of our lives. You are the pillar holding our lives. We worship You, Lord. You are the one who answers our prayers. You are our healer, the true healer. You are Redeemer, the true Redeemer. Our Savior, our Helper, our Deliverer. We worship You, Lord. You are the light by which we see. We worship You, Father. Blessed be Your holy name. You are the revealer of secrets. Blessed be Your holy name. You are the resurrection and life. Blessed be Your holy name. You're the firstborn among the dead. Blessed be Your holy name. We worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank Him with this prayer. You're going to say, "Thank You, Father, for making all things work together for my good. Even the things the enemy meant for my downfall and destruction, You made all of them to work together for my good." Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Begin to thank Him. King of glory, thank You. Lord of hosts, thank You. Thank You for making all things work together for my good. even the things my enemies were doing against me. You have caused them all to work together for my good. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. We have begun to thank him. We can say, thank you, Father, for turning my sorrow into joy. Thank you for turning my shame into glory. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for turning my sorrow into joy. Thank you for turning my shame into glory and honor. Thank you, Father. Thank you for turning my darkness into light. Thank you, Father. Thank you for turning my troubles into testimonies. Thank you for turning my problems into miracles. Thank you for turning my captivity into freedom, into liberty. Thank you, Father. Thank you for changing my life and situation. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You are still going to thank the Lord. You can say, Father, thank you for the higher ground you have prepared for me. Say, thank you, Father, for the higher ground you have prepared for me. And thank you because you're going to take me to that higher ground. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, thank you, Father, for the higher ground you have prepared for my life and destiny. And thank you, Lord, because you shall take me by the hand into that higher ground. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, because you shall hold my hands and you shall take me to the height you have prepared for me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank the Lord. You're going to say, Father, thank you for not allowing me to lack good things. Some people think poverty means absence of money. Yeah, but that is not actually what poverty means. Poverty simply means you do not have what you need at the time you need that thing. That's the meaning of poverty. Yeah, it means poverty has to do with time. It has to do with need and time. Yeah, so if you don't have certain things you need at the time you need them, that is poverty. Yeah, it doesn't matter if you have a lot of of properties, the fact that you do not have access to what you need at a particular time, it means you are poor. So you're going to thank the Lord because He always meets your needs. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for not allowing me to lack good things. Thank you because before I need anything, you would have already supplied them. Thank you, Father, for always meeting my needs. Thank you for not allowing me to lack good things in my life, in my family, in my career, in my calling, in my destiny. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, Father, thank you because the trap the enemy set for me to enter, did not catch me. The trap the enemy set for me to enter did not catch me. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, because the trap of destruction the enemy set before me failed. Thank you because the pit of destruction the enemy dug for me failed. Thank you because you did not allow me to be captured, to be enslaved by the trap Satan set for me. Thank you, Father. He did not allow the evil they have planned to happen to me to take place. Thank you, Father. Thank you for frustrating the effort of my enemies to hurt me. Thank you for frustrating and terminating their efforts. Thank you for turning their efforts into failures, into nothing. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull me out of every prison the enemy has locked me in. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, with your mighty hand, pull me out of every prison the enemy have locked me in. Pull me out right now. Break the doors of the prisons and bring me out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, bring me out of every prison that my life and destiny have been locked in. Every prison my soul, my spirit, my body have been locked in, Father, bring me out of them all right now in the name of Jesus. Every prison of darkness where my glory have been locked in, Father, break them into pieces and release my glory In the name of Jesus, every prison of darkness, we, my health, my peace, have been locked up. Father, break the prison into pieces and release my health, release my peace. Right now, in the name of Jesus, every prison of darkness where my prosperity has been locked up, Father, break such prisons into pieces and release my prosperity in the name of Jesus. Put an end to every slavery that is going on in my life. Talk to God, say, Father, put an end to every slavery that is going on in my life. Every slavery to darkness, slavery to demons, slavery to marine spirits, slavery to serpents, slavery to satanic agents. Father, put an end to such slavery right now in the name of Jesus. Every form of slavery to the dark kingdom, and every slavery to sin and worldliness, Father, put an end to such slavery right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Demonic prisons usually causes limitations. If the enemy wants to limit you, they will put you in their prisons. And you can be in their prisons and not even know, because these are spiritual prisons. Yeah, you can't feel it, you know, physically. You can't see it physically. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release me from every prison of darkness causing limitation in my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Release me now. Release me now. Release my destiny. Release my life. Release my calling. Release my ministry. Release my marriage. Release my finances. Release my spirit, soul, and body from every prison of darkness that is causing limitation in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now. In the name of Jesus, release me now. Until you come out of those prisons, the limitation will remain. Continue to pray that prayer. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now. Release me now. Release me now from spiritual prisons, invisible prisons, demonic prisons, witchcraft prisons, occultic prison. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me now from those prisons. Release my glory from those prisons. Release my destiny from those prisons. Right now, in the name of Jesus, so that limitations can hang in my life. Release me, release me, release me, release me. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me in the name of Jesus. Release my spiritual gift from prison of darkness. Release my spiritual senses from prisons of darkness. Release my talent, my skills from prisons of darkness. Release my career from prisons of darkness. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Sometimes you understand the a prayer point as you continue to pray. Yeah, the longer you pray a prayer point, the more you understand. And the more you understand, the more powerful your faith becomes. So continue to pray this particular prayer point. The fire of the Holy Ghost, release me, so that my destiny will no longer be limited, so that my spiritual life will no longer be limited, so that my spiritual growth will no longer be limited. Fire of the Holy Ghost, release me from spiritual prisons. Release me from demonic prisons. Release me right now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we know that affliction happens in prisons. Inside prison, that is we. There is a lot of afflictions, and then they give the prisoners food of affliction, water of affliction. Yeah, I think there's a particular prison that people talk about, and then they say in that prison, the people managing the prisoners would intentionally put sand or stone inside their food. They would intentionally put sand and even, you know, small stone inside the food of those prisoners. Why? Because they want them to be afflicted. So they give them the food of affliction. And most times when you dream and you are eating in the dream, most times such food is called the food of affliction. Though the food might taste nice in your dream, okay, but it is a food of affliction. Yeah, so affliction happens in the prison. I pray God will put an end to affliction in your life. So you are going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to say, Blood of Jesus. Put an end to affliction in my life. You're going to say, Blood of Jesus, put an end to affliction in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. The blood of Jesus put an end to affliction in my life. Put an end to the flow of affliction in my life. Put an end to the repetition of affliction. Repetition of affliction in my body, in my soul, in my spirit. Blood of Jesus, terminate the flow of affliction in my life. Put an end to affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. Affliction means torment, discomfort, troubles, strain, a very big kind of stress. The Father put an end to affliction in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, some people, they have good, they have good things. But then the enemy came and had affliction to the good thing they have. Yeah, you know, the Bible says that the blessings of the Lord make it rich and hide no sorrow. Yeah, so some people, they are rich, but devil had sorrow to their richness. Some, they have blessings. I don't know, they have things that could be called blessings. Yeah. But Satan gave them affliction, you know, to the point that the good things they have no longer make sense to them. I pray such will not happen to you. Yeah. Satan handed affliction to the good things in their lives to the point that the good things they have no longer make sense to them. And they can't even appreciate the good things they have, because they are being afflicted. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy every power of darkness that is adding affliction to spoil the good things in my life, to spoil the blessings of God in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. They said, the heart tissues, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness, adding affliction to my life, so that I will not enjoy the goodness of the Lord. Let the anger of God consume them now. Powers of darkness, that is adding affliction to my life to spoil the goodness of God in my life. Let God's anger consume them now. Let God's anger consume them now. In the name of Jesus, I believe you're praying. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Every power assigned to spoil God's goodness, God's blessings in my life by adding affliction to my life, be consumed by the anger of God. Right now, in Jesus' name, every power that is following me around to spoil good things that shows up in my life, let God's anger consume them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Affliction also means that every time you want to achieve something good, you keep finding it so difficult. Yeah. You keep finding it difficult to achieve that good thing, even though there are people you know that was able to achieve the same thing without difficulty. Yeah, they were able to achieve the same thing without difficulty. But when you want to achieve that thing or do that thing, there will always be difficulty. That is affliction. Yeah, in fact, I know some people that their own affliction is very serious, to the point that even the internet will work against them. Maybe they are trying to do something with the internet. At that moment, there will be no network on their devices. Some, their computer system will just shut down. Maybe a computer system that have been functioning well before, all of a sudden the system will just shut down. And they will try every means to make it work, and it will not work. Yeah, to show you that when a spirit of affliction is following someone, they will do everything to frustrate the life of that person. In fact, they will even make physical things to work against that person. In fact, they will make even the mobile phones or computers or whatever to work against that person. Yeah, so you need to pray this prayer very seriously. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of affliction that have been assigned to make achieving good things difficult for me. Begin to say, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Why should things be easy for unbelievers? Why should good things be easy for unbelievers to achieve and be hard for you with a believer to achieve? Continue to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of affliction that have been assigned to make achieving good things difficult for me. Every spirit of affliction assigned to make achieving success difficult for me. Assigned to make achieving spiritual growth difficult for me. I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I bind them now from this hour onward. They shall not be able to operate in my life. Such spirits shall not be able to operate in my life anymore. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Reasons of darkness. What else? What else happens in prisons of darkness? Blindness happens. Yeah. You know, there are some prisons that you cannot know. I'm talking about, you know, prisons in real life now. I mean, in the physical world, there are prisons where the prisoners, they come to know when it is morning and when it is afternoon and when it is night. They can't know which day it is, which month it is. And as time goes on, they can't even tell which, they can't tell which year it is. Why? Because there is little or no light in that prison. Yeah. Everywhere is just dark. Yeah. They can't see. Yeah. So they can't even praise the sun, whether there is a sunrise or there is a sunset. They can't know. Yeah. So the same thing applies to spiritual prisons. Yeah, Satan is able to keep you blind in his prison so that you will not be able to find the way out. Yeah, in fact, Satan don't need to put a padlock on the door of the prison sometimes. He will just put blindness on the prisoner, and the prisoner will not be able to find the way out of the prison. So what I'm saying is that spiritual blindness is a sign of spiritual prison. When your spiritual eyes is blind, is a sign that you are in a prison of darkness. Yeah, because Satan knows that once you can see, you will be free. The Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive, my sight by the power of God. I receive my sight. I receive deliverance from spiritual blindness by the power of God. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive my spiritual sight by the power of God. I receive deliverance from spiritual blindness. Every spiritual blindness that have kept me in prison of darkness, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every spiritual blindness that have kept me in prisons of darkness for years, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual blindness that have kept me in limitation for years, come out right now in the name of Jesus. Come out right now. I receive my sight. I receive my spiritual sight by the power of God. I receive my spiritual sight by the power of God. I receive my spiritual sight by the power of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness that comes to steal. Immediately after God has blessed me, powers of darkness that come to steal from me, immediately after God has blessed me, so let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy powers of darkness that comes to steal from me. Immediately after God has deposited His blessings into my life, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We are still praying. Another way through which spiritual prisons operate is mind control. Mind control. A there any power that can successfully control the mind, the minds of people, can put them in prisons, can easily put them in prisons. Yeah. And I can tell you that there are powers and princes of darkness that do not need to directly possess you. That is, they don't need to enter into your soul and spirit as some small demons don't. You know, there are some demons that before they can control you, they have to enter into you. Yeah, but there are powers and princes of darkness that don't need to enter into you to control you. Yeah, their target is your mind. Your mind is their target. Yeah, so once they have full power over your mind, that's all. They will make sure that you do what they want. And you will always do what they want. Yeah, when they want you to sleep, that is when you sleep. When they want you to fight, you will fight. When they want you to get angry, you will get angry. When they want you to tell lies, you will tell lies. Everything they want you to do, you will do. When they want you to fear, you will fear. Yeah, why? Because they have full control over your mind. When they want you to be anxious, you'll be anxious. When they want you to be worried, you'll be worried. When they want you to be depressed, you'll be depressed. When they want you to doubt, you'll be doubt. Yeah, when they want you to stop trusting in God, you will stop trusting in God. And they are very good in doing that. So let me ask you, do you want to continue to live that type of life where even you are not in control of your life anymore, and some powers, they are the ones determining how your life should go. They are the one that determines what you feel and what you think. Yeah, and you yourself, you can't even control yourself anymore. Do you want to live that type of life? Do you want to live, you know, that kind of life where where you can't do what God wants, but you always easily do what devil wants you to do? So if you are tired of such life, you need to pray this prayer very seriously. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall from the throne of God and destroy power and principalities that are controlling my mind and feelings and emotions for evil. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Jesus, the penetration covers the ground. You have no excuse. bruise, for every wrong thing these cowards make you to do, you have no excuse. If you don't conquer them, they will take you to hell. So you cannot get to heaven and tell God and say, I did that because one power made me do that. One devil made me do that. That was why I did that thing. There's no excuse. Pray. Pray. The let fire from the throne of God consume every power and principality that are controlling my mind and emotions for evil. Powers and principalities controlling my thoughts, my imagination for evil. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Continue to pray if you want it to stop. Continue to pray this prayer. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. Every principality that have taken over my mind and project evil thoughts into my mind. Let fire from the throne of God consume them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And now we through which Satan can put people in prison is true deception. And there are different kinds of deception. Yeah, but first of all, what is deception? I have said it before that deception will not be deception if it doesn't look very real, if it doesn't look exactly like the real thing. Yeah. So deception is when you make the wrong thing look exactly like the real thing, like the right thing. When you make what is false look like the truth, you know, to the point that you have to really be full of strong discerning spirit to be able to know that this thing is not true. That is deception. Yeah, so there is no deception when what you are looking at is not appearing as the real thing. So deception is when the fake is made to appear exactly, I mean exactly, as the original. Yeah, that is deception. Yeah, and a lot of people have been deceived. And maybe some of you here have also been deceived. And why? Because deception would play in a way that you will be convinced that it is the truth. That is how deception operates. It will appear to give you a very strong impression that it is true, whereas it is not the truth. And as I said earlier, there are different kinds of deception. Do you know that you can be deceived through dreams and visions? You can be deceived even through the voice that you hear, the voice that you call the voice of God. You can be deceived that way. And that one, I call it prophetic deception. Yeah, prophetic deception. When you have been deceived through visions, dreams, and voices. Yeah, that is what I call prophetic deception. So there are people who have been given certain dreams by Satan, and Satan packaged the dream to look like it was from God. There are people who had a voice, and that voice sounded so real, as you know, as the voice of God would sound. Yeah, but it was not the voice of God. Yeah, I know this thing. I've been in those realms where Satan deceives people. So I know what I'm talking about. So I want you to pray. I want you to know that if you have been deceived, you can spend the next 30 years of your life in limitation, and nothing will move forward in your life because you have believed a lie. And so deception, there is nothing that causes great limitations as deception. Yeah, so if you have been deceived, you can spend the next 50 years, and that is if you live long to that time, you can spend the next 50 years of your life in limitation, and nothing will move, even though you might think things are moving, but after a while, when you sit down and think deep, you realize that nothing is actually changing in your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I uproot. Or you can say, let the fire of God uproot from my soul, from my mind, every deception that have limited my life, that have changed my life up till this point. My life is right now. Let fire of God uproot the deception. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people, they have been given a false identity. And some people, they call themselves prophets. But they are not prophets. That is deception. Satan gave them the impression that their calling is a prophet, but they are not a prophet. Some, they call themselves apostles, but they are no apostles. But Satan appeared to them and told them they are apostles. Yeah, I pray you will not be deceived. Pray, see fire of God uproot from my soul every lie I have believed. Every lie I have believed about myself, about my calling, about my life, about my destiny, that have limited me for years, that have pinched me up to this moment. Fire of God, uproot that lie right now. Continue to pray like that. Continue to pray like that. There are some people, they have been deceived to enter into a wrong career. What they are studying in the university is not what God wants them to study. What they have chosen to do is not the will of God, but they saw, probably they saw a dream. And they were doing that thing in the dream, and they thought it was from the Lord, whereas it was not from the Lord. I pray you will not be deceived. Pray this prayer very seriously. The fire of God uproot from my soul, from my heart, from my mind, every deception that have trapped me for years. Deliver me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Now, another way through which Satan trapped people in his prison is by how do I say it now? Is by making people their own enemies. Yeah, by making people to become their own enemies, to become the enemies of their own life. Do you know that some people, they are their own enemies? Yeah. Let me explain. These people, they know what they should do to become free. They know the truth, and they know what to do to be free. Yeah. So let me just say, they know the truth, but they are not allowing the truth to make them free. Yeah, so they know where the problem in their lives came from, and they know what to do to fix the problem. Yeah, they know what is the cause of the problem in their life. Yeah, and they know what to do to fix it. Yeah, they know that it is a particular attitude in their lives that is the cause of their problems. And they know that if they get rid of the attitude, the problem will be solved. Yeah, but they refused to do what should be done for them to be free. Yeah, why? Because Satan has turned them into their own enemies. I pray that you will not become the enemy of your own life and destiny. In Jesus' name. Some people, they are so stiff-necked, like the Israelites. So stiff-necked, so hard-hearted. Yeah. God will be pointing what they should do to them, and they'll be saying, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah, they'll be telling God, God, do your worst. I'm not going to do that. Yeah, because their hearts have become the heart of stone. Yeah, they have become they have become enemies of God and enemies of their own lives. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power that have been assigned to turn me into my own enemy. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power assigned to turn me into my own enemy. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Continue to pray. There are people that even when God is about to deliver them, They will with their own hands put themselves into bondage again, even when they are bound to be free. They have become the enemies of their own destinies. Pray. The fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every power assigned to change me into the enemy of my own life. To change me into the enemy of my own destiny. To change me into the enemy of my own life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Now, what are the other things that happen in prisons or to prisoners? It is a hard labor. Hard labor. Yeah. There are some people that they would sleep in the night. They would sleep in the night, And then some demons will use their screaming to do hard labors. So by the time they would wake up in the morning, their bodies will become so weak and so tired. And then they feel like they have, they would feel like they have done some very hard labors. Yeah, whereas they didn't do anything, they just slept, but certain spirit came and took their spirit and used their spirit to perform a serious task. Yeah, I don't know if it has happened to you before. Yeah, so hard labor's happening inside prison. Yeah, and another example is the enemy making you to work so hard, and then you reap little or nothing. Even after working so hard, then you reap just so little, or you even reap nothing. Yeah, all these things, they happen in prisons. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, pull me out of every realm of darkness that is using my spirit to do hard labels. You're going to say, Father, pull me out of every realm of darkness where my spirit is being used for hard labels. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Some people have been initiating, but they don't know. Every time they sleep, their spirit goes into the realms of darkness to serve the devil, to work for Satan. And then they wake up, they don't know where they have gone, but they have actually gone so deep into darkness, serving Satan. That is another example of what I'm talking about. But God can pull you out of such realms. Say, Father, pull me out of every realm of darkness where my spirit is being used for hard labor. Pull me out right now. Every realm of darkness where my spirit is being used to serve Satan. Father, pull me out now. Pull me out now. Remove my spirit from those realms. Disconnect me from such realms right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have to pray. And that way through which they can put people in prison is wrong association, wrong association, wrong relationships, wrong friendships. Yeah, so Satan can send wrong people into your life. And as long as you keep closeness with those people, you will be in his prison. As long as you stay around those people, you'll be in his prison. In fact, some people, they must stop going to certain churches and certain ministries for them to be free from Satan's prison. Yeah, because inasmuch as they continue to be part of a particular church, they can never be free from the prison of Satan. Yeah, so that is a wrong association. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, disconnect me from wrong association, wrong friendship, wrong relationship that Satan have used to imprison my life, to imprison my destiny. Disconnect me now. Begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, disconnect me now. This is the situation now. Holy Spirit, disconnect me now. Wrong association, wrong friendship, wrong relationships, wrong church, wrong ministry. Disconnect me from them all. Every wrong community I belong to, every wrong association, wrong group, wrong society or club, every wrong relationship that Satan has used to put me into his prison. Holy Spirit, remove me from them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Oh, we have six more prayer points. Yeah, there are some places you need to stop visiting. Yeah, if you're going to be free from satanic prisons, there's some places you need to stop visiting, places you need to stop going to hit. Yeah, there are many restaurants, eatery places, or fast food supermarkets, or fast food shops. You know those places where you go and buy food? Yeah. There are many of such places that are a house of demons. In fact, they are gates of hell. Yeah. So in as much as you keep going to those places to eat the food they sell, or maybe you have a friend or family friend that you visit and then you go there to eat, I don't even know the spiritual condition of that place. You will continue to be in Satan's prison. Yeah. Do you know that they have power in the spiritual world to turn to turn food into something else? Yeah, they have power in the realm of darkness. Yeah, they have power to turn food into abominations. Yeah, like, let me give you an example. In the realm of darkness, they can turn the normal rice that you eat. So let's say you cook rice, and then you're about to heat the rice, and then there's an agent of darkness from the realms of darkness that has that power to change food items. That person can change the rice into human flesh. Yeah, even though when the rice was prepared, it wasn't human flesh when it was prepared. Yeah, but these agents of darkness, they have power. You know, they will just bring human flesh from their realms. And they will use it to replace the rice that you are about to eat. So these people, they have powers to turn the food items into abominations. Yeah, things that you should not eat. Yeah, if you want to remain free, if you want to remain in victory and in freedom, you must not eat such things. Yeah, but how can you even know what has been turned into something else? Except God, open your eyes. And I'm telling you this, many of the foods served in supermarkets, in shopping malls, have been turned. They are not ordinary foods, again. Yeah, and people have eaten them and they have found themselves in different kinds of prisons and bondages and covenants of darkness. So you're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put upon me grace and fire that will prevent me from eating abominations. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put upon me grace and fire that will stop me from eating and drinking abominations that Satan that Satan is using to enslave people. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. A lot of people have eaten abominations. Yeah, for many years I have also eaten that, and it took me years to be delivered from the effect of that of the abominations I had. Yeah, I pray God will open your eyes. Continue to pray. Say, Holy Spirit, put upon me grace and fire that will stop me from eating and drinking abominations that Satan uses to enslave lives and destinies. Do not allow me eat them. Do not allow me drink them. In the name of Jesus. Some people, they have eaten human flesh. They thought they had beef. They thought they had cow meat, or beef meat, or fish meat. But it was human flesh they had. Some they thought they drank something nice, but it was human blood they drank. I pray God will open your eyes. Say, Father, put upon me grace and fire that will prevent me from eating abominations, from drinking abominations that Satan uses to enslave destinies. Put upon me the fire right now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Now, maybe you have already eaten some of these abominations, and that is why you can no longer pray as you should. You cannot fast as you should. You can't do spiritual exercises as you should. You can't study the Word of God on your own. You can't even live a pure life anymore. The particular things you used to overcome, you are no longer overcome those things anymore. You are now being controlled by pride and lust and worldliness. Yeah. You know, such abominations causes these things. Yeah. You don't become spiritually weak. You can't do spiritual things successfully again. And you can't even live a holy life again. Yeah, these things that people have hidden causes that. So you are going to pray. So let's say you have eaten some of those things, and then you are thinking, how do I come out? What is the solution? Yeah, there is solution. And that is why you're going to pray this prayer. And if you believe God is able to deliver you, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. Yeah, there are people that after they prayed this kind of prayer, they saw they saw themselves in the dream vomiting all those things they have eaten. Yeah, and all that they were delivered. Yeah. Some, they saw themselves go to the toilet in the dream and they pass out all of those things they have eaten. And some, it even happened physical, not even in the dream. Yeah, so I want you to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, flush out of my spirit, soul, and body every abomination I have eaten, every abomination I have drank that have hid my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, flush them out. 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 In the name of Jesus, every abomination that have entered into me, every abomination I have eaten, every abomination I have drunk, that is now enslaving my life and destiny, that has corrupted me, polluted me, blood of Jesus, flush them out right now. In the name of Jesus, wash them out. Every abomination I hate in form of good food, or sweet drink, not knowing they are abominations, not knowing they are from the dark kingdom, blood of Jesus, flush them out of my life. Flush them out of my body, soul, and spirit. Blood of Jesus, flush them out. 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 Now, blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Flush them out until not a single fragment of such abomination remains in me. Blood of Jesus, get rid of them all. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have four more prayer points. Fear is also a priest. Yeah, fear is a priest. So therefore, you're going to pray. In Jesus' name, the name of Jesus. Let every fear in me that have captured me be uprooted now. Let every fear in me that have become my prison be uprooted now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Every fear in me that have become my prison, die right now in the name of Jesus. Every fear in me that have become my prison, die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Every fear in me that have created limitations in my life, die right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. We have three more prayer points. Now, I want you to also know that little faith can put you in prison. If your faith is little and not great and not big, it can put you in satanic prison. Yeah, now some people, they would say, I don't need to have much faith. Yeah, because even the Bible says, if your faith is as small as mustard seed, you will command the mountain to move, and it will move. But they do not see other places where Jesus rebuked the disciples, and then he told them, O ye of little faith. Yeah, have you read that in your Bible? Where Jesus condemned the little faith that the people had. Yeah, because they couldn't see the result they desired because their faith was little. Yeah, so there are some breakthroughs a little faith can give you. And there are some breakthroughs it cannot give you. Yeah, there are some victories little faith cannot give. Yeah, so if your faith is small, you can be put in prison by Satan. Yeah, so you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, multiply my faith. Transform my faith from little faith into great faith. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Some people are suffering right now. because they only have little feet. They have fasted. These people, they have fasted and they have prayed. But it is their faith that is the problem. Their faith is too small for the angels to walk with. Their faith is too small for heaven to walk with. The Holy Spirit creates in me great faith. Transform my faith from little into great right now in the name of Jesus. Multiply my faith now, Holy Spirit, so that I can experience great deliverance and victories in my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have two more prayer points. Do you also know that spiritual immaturity can put you in satanic prisons? Yeah, if you are so immature spiritually, if you are a babe spiritually, it will give Satan the right to imprison you. Yeah, so when we speak and say you should grow spiritually, we're telling you to do something that will benefit your life. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, put an end to every spiritual immaturity in my life. Every spiritual immaturity, spiritual retardation in my life, that is allowing Satan to do with my life as he pleases. Holy Spirit, put an end to such spiritual immaturity right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Every spiritual immaturity, every spiritual retardation, every spiritual emotion that is giving Satan right to do as he pleases in with me, with my life, Holy Spirit, put an end to them now. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual shallowness, every spiritual ignorance, that is giving Satan right to do as he pleases with my life, Holy Spirit, terminate them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take over the leadership and control of my life. Take over the leadership and guidance and control of my life. From this hour onwards, do not allow me be in control of my life. You be the controller of my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. People whose lives are being controlled by the Holy Spirit cannot be in prisons of darkness. They will always be free. Is your life under the control of the Holy Ghost? Is He the one leading every action you take? Is the Holy Ghost the one directing your life on a daily basis? Is the Holy Ghost the one who determines your choices and decisions? So Holy Spirit, take over the leadership and control and guidance of my life. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus, let no one else control my life but you alone. Do not allow even me to be in control of my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I'm going to stop here. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. King of glory, Ancient of Days, we are grateful for this hour you have allowed us to spend in your presence. Thank you for all the prayers you have made us to pray at this time. Thank you for the breakthroughs and the deliverance you have given to us already. Thank you for our prisons you have broken into pieces. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for you have great plans for our lives that are greater than our imaginations and expectations. Thank you, Father, for we know you have a very glorious destination waiting for us right now. You have prepared a higher ground, and you are going to take us into that higher ground. Thank you, Father. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on your people here right now, and that you step into their situations, and that you enforce your will to prevail in their lives and situations. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. Father, you are able to reverse even the things the enemy is doing in the lives of your people right now. With your mighty hand, do the reverse right now. In the name of Jesus. Everything that is going on in the lives of your people here that does not agree with your will for them, Father, reverse them. In Jesus' name. Help your people to become stronger than their weaknesses. Father, help your people to become stronger than their enemies. Help your people to become stronger than the attacks Satan throws at them. Father, do so right now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the divine revelation you have been expecting to receive from the Lord, the divine direction, the divine guidance you have been expecting to receive from the Lord, shall manifest to you now in the name of Jesus. The hand of God shall reconstruct your life. The hand of God shall reshape your life. The hand of God shall rearrange your life. The hand of God shall reform and transform your life into what He wants you to be in Jesus' name. The God of Israel shall arise to help you, and He shall favor you beyond your expectations in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.